Small.
All right, last call, fellas. It's closing time.
Ah, crap. I'm not even half buzzed.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God is always with us. A phrase that's often quoted during hard times is, "This too shall pass." In fact, many people think it's a Bible verse, but it's not. It comes from the story of an Eastern king who asked his wise men to invent a sentence which would always be true in all times and all situations. So they came up with the phrase, "And this too shall pass." Although it's true, it's not necessarily comforting. Bad times will indeed eventually pass, but what if they last a long time? And what if I'm scared or confused or lonely today? A much better quote to remember during hard times is Psalm 23:4. It says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me." Even during the darkest times of our lives, God is always with us. He'll never leave us or forsake us, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail-in rebates on select tires. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The blazing heat of summer continues, and the rain chances are not zero, but very small as we work our way through the next few hours. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 74. Tomorrow, kind of a routine summer forecast with a few scattered hit or miss storms here and there, especially in the afternoon and evening. High tomorrow, 93. Better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and probably Sunday as well. Scattered to numerous storms around with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Stay on top of the summer thunderstorm season by downloading our free weather app for your phone or tablet today. Plus, get instant push notifications for any severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town, because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's our second annual truckload sale. Now's the perfect time to increase your home comfort and lower your utility bill with a brand new energy-efficient Carrier system. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Thanks to loyal customers like you, AC by LeQuire has been the River Region's air conditioning company of choice for the past 35 years. We have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. When you turn to the experts at LeQuire, you don't have to give up quality to save on a new Carrier heating and cooling system. And as always, get the benefit of our tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Visit acbyleqwire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleqwire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Hello?
Hello, yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I called the bakery this morning because I tried to find out from you because my wife, we don't have the electricity at our home because she, you know, pay the bill. But I tried to find out from you, how much do you charge if I bring my biscuits by and you bake my biscuits for me?
I don't think I can do that, sir.
Why not, ma'am? I just need to bring by the biscuits and my bacon, and we have some barbecued rotisserie goat, and we just need that cook right quick. And I have my money, ma'am. I don't ask for free. I don't ask for handout.
Well, sir, it's not the matter that you have the money or not. See, I can't bake something for you and you take it out of here. Something should happen.
But it's my biscuits. Those are my biscuits. I bring in myself, ma'am, because we don't have electricity, and
sir,
we eat the biscuits.
If you come up here, we got biscuits and stuff that you can buy that's already baked.
I know, but I like the Hungry Jacks because they have the Pillsbury man, and you hit them in the belly, and he makes the noise, and then the biscuits have layers. Because
what is your name, sir?
My name is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I am from the Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
I come to the America 4 years ago. Please don't be a biscuit hater, ma'am. Don't.
I'm not a biscuit hater.
Yes, you're, ma'am. You are biscuit blocking. You are biscuit blocking on me. And I'm trying to find out because I will give you some of the rotisserie goat if that is what you like. Because I am very smart because I am doctor. I went to college and you did not go to the college. And that is why I'm smart.
So I can transfer you to a store manager?
I do not want to transfer.
Okay, well, sir, I can't bake the biscuits for you.
Can do you have butter? Can you just give me some butter in a go cup so I can have some butter for my biscuits?
I will buy the butter for you if you want the butter, sir.
If I buy the butter, can you put it in the oven and melt it for me so I can have something to dip my raw biscuits in? And me and my children.
The only thing I can do. We sell biscuits here. You can buy our biscuits.
If I buy the biscuits now, will you bake them for me now?
It has to be a product that I bake in the bakery, sir.
Well, if I bring the biscuits to the bakery, then they will be inside the bakery. I just do not want to eat raw biscuits, ma'am, because
you don't have to eat a raw biscuit, sir. You can buy biscuits that's already baked.
Because you dip them in that butter, and it makes your stomach very, very, and you have that loose booty. You get that loose booty, and...
Sir, this got to be a joke.
And you sit on the toilet, and and then your booty starts clapping. You make your booty clap, make it slap. Talk to me now. Because you'll be walking around the house, and you have the gas, and you... And the gas, and it smells so bad, because...
Okay, sir, I'm going to transfer you, okay?
No, ma'am. I don't want to be. Goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Well, I'll sit my loose booty down and start happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I'm your gracious, occasional truckier host, Greg Goodell. My tunnel bike sidekick,
Joey,
he's here too.
And here they are.
Let's get started on it. Siri, please play. You know what she says? Did you accidentally summon me? Yes, I did. And she's supposed to say something when you talk to the...
Yeah. Phone.
Yes, I accidentally summoned you. Bitch. Okay.
Man. It's a continuing mystery here on Happy Hour that his Siri gets all turned on right at the beginning of the show for no good reason. No reason that we can figure out. Maybe it's something he said. We've tried to recreate that.
Is it my tunnel-like sidekick? No. Yeah, we've tried all the stuff from the usual opening. Nothing seems to get it going. Not that anybody gives a hoot, particularly. It's just a thing. Just a thing.
So how are you?
The good news today...
Mm.
The story I love was John Brennan getting his security clearance pulled.
Right.
Revoked.
Yeah. Yep.
Of all the players in this throw the election, you know, screw the due process, abuse the power I've been entrusted with, he's the worst. So him and his big pickle puss, I can't wait to see what he has to say. And I'm just hoping that one by one, Bruce Orr is going to be next. Stroke got fired. These people need to be dealt with. Because what they did, you know, so Stroke got fired. He should be charged with sedition. You don't like the president? Fine. We didn't like Barack Obama. We actually didn't. It wasn't him. It wasn't personal. It was his policies. The fact that 200 newspapers are coordinating right now to put out the message that this thriving economy was because of his policies is a frightening joke. That certainly takes the media out from behind this veneer that we're journalists, we're just reporting facts, and clearly puts them into just another arm of the DNC, that they would agree to basically lie in concert or distort the truth to create a perception that now that extra money in your pocket, that bonus you got, your company's good health has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Barack Obama set it up for him. Right. I don't think he was the one that cut taxes that started this whole boom. In fact, the anticipation of that tax cut is why the market, even though it didn't have a particularly great day today, see Bitcoin crash. I want to see what that's why we can ask Brandt about it. Crypto market crash prompts suicide concerns. Wow.
Right.
On Tuesday, the 20 largest cryptocurrencies by market cap all fell by 4 to 10%.
Well, that's nothing.
No, not really.
It's done that. It's done a lot worse than that.
Compared to where Bitcoin was, I mean, I still don't understand how the whole crypto thing works. But market was off like half a point today. No great shakes. What was that?
Essentially, Sarah Huckabee Sanders has listed off a whole bunch of people besides Brennan.
No.
Which, yes.
They've had their security clearance?
No, or they will.
They will. That it took this long is actually more troubling to me. This has been known. His role in this has been known for a long, long time. And rather than show an iota of humility or, I didn't know that, you know, that whole dossier was a fraud. Yeah. Some CIA director you are, douchebag. Oh, and Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 11.9 is coming out. Wow, I'm sure they'll love that. Jim Carrey's coming back. Nobody cares. He's crazy. But the story that made me smile the biggest today was John Brennan. Can't stand him. Just cannot stand that man. Anyway, it's 3:15. That's all I got.
Okay.
Take requests.
All right.
Former U.S. AG, that's one of Obama's, an Obama file. We don't care what he says. Tonight at Baumhauer's, after the show, we're celebrating LaDonna's birthday.
Oh, yes.
She's been a very special part of our company and our business for several years. And we hope those of you who have been to Baumhauer's on Wednesdays will come out and fete her. Really appreciate it. Because she deserves the applause. She deserves the applause. Other than that, I don't know. I really, you know, again, our mission statement renewed is to try and put the happy back in happy hour.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it.
Oh, my.
It's just taking time to make the turn, you know?
But say, don't threaten me with a good time, Greg.
This, we hate to do that.
Yeah, it'd be.
I love this next bit because, again, we should actually do this in concert with a Carlin piece.
Yes.
This whole straw thing is obscene.
Oh, the straw ban?
Yes. And Carlin, you know, the Save the Planet bit, you know, plastic bags? It's an absolutely stunning mindset that somehow now straws are to blame for what? It's crazy. So, and whatever you care to bring up on this, the anniversary of Woodstock in 1969, the year the earth stood still. There, we got an interesting commemoration on that. And I think this is quite accurate, although our boss was there, because he lived in that neck of the woods at that time.
It's August 15th, the greatest day ever. On the 15th of August, 1969, the Woodstock Music Festival opens on a patch of farmland in Bethel, New York. The event was attended by almost 500,000 music lovers. But if you count all the people who say they were there, it's more like 47 million. Have a great August 15th, the greatest day ever.
Yeah, that's true. I think a few people. How can you check? I can check. There are 500,000 people that ran out of tickets very early on. A couple of other stories that are worth mentioning. New York's brilliant Governor Cuomo was speaking at some kind of a function last night and said America was never great. Isn't that nice? America was never great. And understand there's been some things that were wrong over the course of our 200 and almost 50 years. But it's been, you know, in recent times, it's been great for anybody that chooses to try and contribute. There's what's his name? Is it Walter Williams? Hang on a second. He's an African-American conservative. And he published something today. I understand there's a problem with white people. It's white liberals. Because they're not liberal. Black politicians and sports figures, they're focusing their attention on what the police do. But how relevant is that to the overall tragedy? According to the Post, as of July 9th, 626 people have been shot and killed by police this year. Of that number, 114 were black. Last year, 987 people were shot and killed by police, of which 223 were black. To put it in a perspective, in Chicago alone, there were 674 homicides, almost 80% of whose victims were black. It would appear that if one is truly concerned about black deaths, shootings by police should figure like way down the list. Which is not to excuse bad behavior by some, and that's a very small number of police officers. It's time to tell the white liberals, thanks, but no thanks. We're done with you because what you've done here is you've kind of compelled us into this, what did Kanye West call it, monolithic thinking, you know, you're only allowed, you're so liberal that if you're a person of color in this country, you're only allowed to think one way. And if you dare step off that plantation mentality, the left will come and get you because they're so liberal. That is the greatest oxymoron going on today, the whole concept of liberal. There's nothing liberal about it. It's all about control. Control at the expense of your freedom. And in the case of African-American people, and by the way, Trump's support with them is past the 20% mark because they see him as somebody who's at least telling it like it is. And you know what? I think, you know, what the Democrats are counting on with this whole Omarosa thing is, well, see, he's a racist. Never mind her behavior and what she is. Somebody actually went to the trouble to find out how many people the president has publicly called a dog, and I think the number was 18,
mm-hmm.
and 16 of them were white, so he's an equal opportunity dog lover. I would feel terribly betrayed if I were him. Who would know her if it weren't for Donald Trump? And I understand that there could be some legal risks in place for her with some of the stuff she did. I hope they follow through on it. But it's going to be, who's the that Wolf book, that idiot book?
Michael Wolf.
Yeah, but it was nothing but lies and fairy tales. In fact, somebody described or reviewed what's-her-name's book as the peak of depravity or the high water mark, and let me find it. Hey, did you see the new, or the guy that won the woman or whatever, transgender, that won the Vermont?
Yeah. It did.
I hate to say it, but I saw the picture of him. It was on Drudge for a good part of the day.
Yeah.
It looked like Halloween to me. I just don't understand that. Is that supposed to make somebody better qualified to run a state? Of course, Vermont's the same state that gave us Bernie Sanders. So, I don't know that most of America looks at that and says, well, that's just swell. What does somebody's sexual orientation have to do with whether they're qualified to? It shouldn't even be a factor. It should never be said, I'm the first trans. I'm tired of hearing I'm the first this and I'm the first that. The days where that was necessary to announce are long gone. And unfortunately, a lot of people who were the first black mayor or the first, they ended up in jail. Making look, Detroit comes to mind. Ray Nagin in New Orleans. So it's stop with the identity politics, but that's really all they have. That's really all they have. And I saw the picture of, you know the name?
No, I can look it up real quick.
Joe Biden under doctor's orders not to travel.
Christine Hallquist. Christine Hallquist.
Well, Christine must have some really great plans for Vermont because Christine won the election.
Or she won the Democratic primary.
The Democratic primary. The picture threw me off. Maybe I'm just an old-fashioned guy. But I don't think it's necessary, especially in this Me Too era.
Mm-hmm.
I think your sexuality should be private, no pun intended. I don't need to know who you're with, what you do behind closed doors. That's your business. Because I have attended those seminars where they tell you, this is the workplace, so keep that in your pants and keep your hands to yourself. So you can get into trouble for being overtly sexual in one concept, and then you can get applauded for being overtly sexual in another. This is why America's so confused. Although I don't think it's quite as confused as they like to think it is. Just some random thoughts here to start out a Wednesday afternoon. It's hot. Today is one of those days where you absolutely kind of silently pray, please let my AC continue to work through this oppressive heat. I don't know what the current temperature is. Let's take a quick look at the living fear. I know the chance of rain is lower today, so there probably won't be any relief there. Hang on a sec. While we're checking the temperature out, the people that trust your family's comfort to, that's Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. They not only hire the most talented people in that business, experienced folks who can diagnose the situation and get it working again like they did for Swami last week. AC was off at 4 and running again by 5. Rapid response. When it's this hot, that's what you depend on. So call Clark's 277-2125. They also employ some amazing plumbers, really, really skilled people. And they, too, are available for rapid response in emergency situations. So get yourself a Clark's Club membership, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number is 99004.
Hey, Vito. Yeah, what's up, Guido? Hey, our friends at Marguerite's, you know, they're in the pepper tree shops. Now they moved down the road there. They're by that fancy place, Doug's a Solano. Yeah, where they make the fancy schmancy hairdos. Yeah, they're in the pepper tree by the Chappies. The Boyga joint. Yeah, the Boyga joint. Yeah, La Jolla. Yeah, fancy schmancy too. Italiano? No, just Americano. But go see Marguerite's and Pepper Tree.
Hey, this is the Doc, Director of Clean at the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean, where we make deep cleaning your carpet easy and affordable. Let's go to the phones.
Hi, Doc. This is Sarah. I just got an estimate from a carpet cleaning service, and apparently it includes cleaning out my wallet.
Let me guess, their $99 special turned into $299?
Exactly.
That's bad math, Sarah. But I have good news. Here at the Rug Doctor Institute, we've packed all the technology and power that the professionals have in their van into one killer machine.
You mean the red Rug Doctor I've seen at the supermarket?
Yep. Just rent one of those bad boys next time you're getting groceries. You can deep clean all your carpets for a fraction of what it costs to hire the pros.
A fraction?
Starting at $29.99 a day.
That's good math.
Thanks for calling, Sarah. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home for less. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Just got a tweet from the
adorable
Rich Thomas. Hot summer day, he says yes. At Montgomery Regional, the temperature at 3 is 93 with a dew point of 73, which works out to a heat index of 103 degrees.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Dudell and Joey Clark.
Before we get to the high voltage news, a reminder that Mr. Electric is looking to hire full and part-time people with 3 to 5 years electrical experience. Call Dan Black. Greg got to work for 399-0059 if you're interested, 399-0059. I think this all started when somebody discovered a sea creature with a lot of plastic straws stuck in its butt or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's disturbing, and you don't like to see that happening.
Well, there is. It's a huge, almost, I think, bigger than the size of Texas, developed grouping of plastics that have been dumped into the ocean, in the Pacific Ocean. Now, the rub is that most of that pollution is not coming from the United States because
I would say so.
We've come up with ways of dealing with that, and there are some.
But we're supposed to pay for the rest of the world's troubles by, and it always starts on the West Coast because they're out of their minds. They're banning plastic straws, Starbucks, and you watch because the left, man, they never give up. They're going to pressure every freaking fast food company. The only one you know that won't give in is Chick-fil-A. The rest, I'll believe it when I see it. In the process of banning plastic straws. Like, that's going to save the planet.
See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything. You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas, worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. Way over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, ever lived, are gone. Whoosh. They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Leave nature alone. Haven't we done enough? We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees. Save the bees. Save the whales. Save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired of that. I'm tired of Earth Day. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, environmentalists don't give a shit about the planet. They don't care about the planet. Not in the abstract, they don't. Not in the abstract, they don't. You know what they're interested in? A clean place to live. Their own habitat. They're worried that someday in the future they might be personally inconvenienced. Narrow, unenlightened self-interest doesn't impress me. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Nothing wrong with the planet. The planet is fine. The people are difference. Difference. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages. And we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
Meanwhile, you might want to start hoarding straws.
Many restaurants are now, or soon will be, banning the use of plastic straws to help the environment. Which means when straws are outlawed, only outlaws will have straws. Fight back. Introducing the Concealed Straw Carry Permit. Coming to a recycling center near you. You'll learn the basics of how to handle straws safely. What to do if you bend your straw, if it's not one of those bendy ones. And much more. Once you've received your license, you'll be free to carry a straw into any public restaurant, coffee shop, diner, or cafeteria. No doubt you'll draw some stares when you draw your straw. But in an emergency, those other people will be glad you had yours on you. Enroll now and you'll also receive a handy unisex imitation leather straw carrying case. Strapping it to your leg is optional. Get your concealed straw carry permit today. And the next time someone says you can't use a straw, you can tell them to suck it.
Yeah. Well, Democrats don't need straws. They suck. Liberals, I should say, not Democrats. Because they're not liberal, and they suck. This story here, I posted this today. It's not a happy story at all. It's about two open-minded people who set off to see the world and ended up dead.
Oh, Lord.
Because they bought into the entire indoctrination. Privileged kids who went to college, had good jobs, and decided to see the world. So they went overseas, and they ended up, on the 369th day of their trip, run down and stabbed along with two other cyclists by five men in a car who swore allegiance to ISIS and promised to kill all disbelievers. This is from Constitutional Kathy Smith.
Where were they?
when they were stabbed?
They were in Kazakhstan. Or Kazakhstan.
Why would they go to Kazakhstan?
Well, because they didn't buy into everybody, you know. There's love all over the world.
Yeah, there's love all over the world. There's also, you know, malevolence.
The what they told their friends when they quit their humdrum office jobs, both graduates of Georgetown University. Grown tired of spending the best hours of my day in front of a glowing rectangle of coloring the best years of my life in swaths of gray and beige. I've missed too many sunsets while my back was turned. So he and his girlfriend quit their jobs and started this round-the-world cycling trip.
Sure.
I don't know how you afford that if you're in your mid-20s and you've only worked a few years since. Where do you get the money for that?
I mean, if it's a bicycle you're taking with you.
The young man in this couple that was taken out by the by ISIS wrote, "You read the papers and you're led to believe that the world is a big, scary place. People are, the narrative goes, are not to be trusted. People are bad. People are evil. I don't buy it. Evil is a make-believe concept. We've invented to deal with the complexities of fellow humans holding values and beliefs and perspectives different than our own. By and large, humans are kind. I agree with that. Self-interested sometimes, yeah. Well, you got to be responsible for yourself. Nobody else is going to do it for you. Nobody else's job is to make you happy. So you have to be self-interested. Myopic sometimes, like these two, but kind, generous, and wonderful and kind. We've seen that time after time after time here in Montgomery when we've tried to help somebody. People step up quickly. So the final analysis, a story about two young people, like many other privileged members of their generation of Americans, went to a supposedly top-notch university, only come away poorly educated but heavily propagandized, imbued with a fashionable postmodern contempt for Western civilization and a readiness to idealize and sentimentalize the other, which is, in this case, decidedly uncivilized. That ultimately was their tragedy. It's like these people. Remember the guy that, I think we finally got him back, but he was in Iran for like 10 years because he accidentally walked over their border? I don't see the left criticizing Iran for having such strict border policies. But what the hell were you doing there in the first place? Why would you be going for a hike near Iran's border?
I'm sure it was just an innocent tourist.
Uh-huh.
Not a U.S. government asset.
No. But that's just the way it is, and that's the reality of the way a lot of the rest of the world is. And these two paid for their naivety with their lives. It's a story worth reading. It's not long. I can read in a couple of minutes. This is probably somebody texted me to remind me, where's the fun?
Yeah, it's like the world is magical and full of love and kindness until, you know, day 369.
All right, I am incorrect. It's Tajikistan, not the... Tajikistan,
okay.
Not Kazakhstan. Where did I get that? They were in Kazakhstan before they got to Tajikistan.
Right.
I'm sorry, I left out a... Anyway, that's...
No, but evil's real, and goodness is real, and I guess they should have stopped after a year. Seemed to be going pretty well. Then you rode your bike into Tajikistan and ran into the wrong people.
Look what you got going on in London. They had another event there this week. Nobody got killed, but 10 people were, or more, were hurt.
Mm.
And the mayor of London's answer to that tragedy is, well, we'll just have to close the traffic from that part of town. Because that's life in the big city. Well, I think that's BS. But what do I know? I'm just a hawk show toast. We're going to check traffic here, get a local news update, Rich's forecast, and come back with the Bacon Hotline.
Yummy.
As we shift into high gear hilariosity this afternoon. John Lee Paints has been just north of Atlanta Highway and Coliseum Boulevard for 3.5 decades. And they are the official home, as they should be, for the color chart that those who live in areas like Old Cloverdale, Old Alabama Town, there are codes involving colors you can and cannot use on the exterior of your home. So if you're looking at repainting a house in those areas, you should always check with them. And while you're there, get the best paint on the planet. that paint that they sell, I don't understand the science behind it, but I know from personal experience, Richard's paint leaves a finish that's second to none. So even, whether it's in bright sunlight or candlelight, it's even and consistent. At John Lee Paints, the staff there can run down a checklist with you, ask the pertinent questions like what kind of surface, what's the texture, use this roller instead of that one, brushes and so forth, and make sure you have everything you need to start and complete a painting project. The professionals choose John Lee Paints for good reason, because they can get everything they need for a great outcome for their clients. If you're doing it yourself, why not do what the professionals do? They know what they're doing. It's like the old saw, if you don't see the professionals outside, well, what kind of a place can it be anyway? John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. When you stop by, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Taking a look around the area, not seeing too much going on right now. Everything's running along pretty well on both interstate systems. The boulevard's looking real strong. Atlanta Highway looks good. And not seeing anything on the 31s at the moment. The national clearance event going on at Reinhard Toyota. Go to ReinhardToyota.com and unlock your clearance price. That's at Reinhard Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A juvenile is now in custody following an overnight robbery and shooting in Montgomery. Police responded to a call of shots fired in the 1100 block of Ann Street around 1:30. Police say the victim was punched and then had his vehicle stolen. They say another person then shot at the suspect. The juvenile was found a short time later. A West Alabama man shot and wounded his adult son during an argument over chicken wings while they were watching football. According to District Attorney Michael Jackson, 77-year-old John Carver was convicted by a Dallas County jury of first-degree domestic violence. Carver shot his son in the chest while they were watching an NFL game in 2016. A pedestrian is recovering after being hit by a car last night in Montgomery. Police say the accident happened in the 5800 block of Monticello Drive just before 9 o'clock. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
School's back in session, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has your first lesson in savings. Right now, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited. Zero money down, just $279 per month. Or a new 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude. Zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your car for cash even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit today. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Visit online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit. Zero down. First payment due at inception. Plus tax tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinance. Offers don't combine.
He's one of the most consequential global figures of our time. He transformed Great Britain's education and healthcare systems. He served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents the Right Honorable Tony Blair, October 4th at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day Love for Color sale and save 35% on paints and stains August 17th through the 20th. With 35% off, you can add a pop of color to any room. Perhaps a bit of SW Blissful Blue for the sunroom or some SW Hearty Orange in your kitchen. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save money on the supplies they use most, like Select Concrete Mix, now 20% off when you buy in bulk. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The blazing heat of summer continues, and the rain chances are not zero, but very small as we work our way through the next few hours. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 74. Tomorrow, kind of a routine summer forecast with a few scattered hit or miss storms here and there, especially in the afternoon and evening. High tomorrow, 93. Better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and probably Sunday as well. Scattered to numerous storms around with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Stay on top of the summer thunderstorm season by downloading our free weather app for your phone or tablet today. Plus, get instant push notifications for any severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town, because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I can't find my glasses.
There's a woman at the pool who's driving me crazy. I have an upper respiratory infection.
Hi, I'm having trouble with my ukulele. It's stuck on a G chord.
Hi, my name is Fred. My wife isn't going into labor.
I've got 3 herniated discs in my back.
My father-in-law just passed out.
I dropped my book bag.
I am allergic to bacon. If it touches my tongue, I swell up and I could possibly die.
I have fallen and I can't get back up.
We have a mouse living in our pantry.
I just stepped on a nail.
Hey, Bacon Bot, I was just calling because I farted in front of my boyfriend.
I have no friends.
I was struck by lightning last night.
My sister is annoying.
I have a math exam tomorrow.
My dog's attacking me.
Apparently it's the zombie apocalypse. I don't know what to do if there's a... Oh my god, there's one here right now. I don't have any bacon.
I'm stuck in traffic and I can't move.
Yes, my dog keeps dragging his butt on my carpet.
My TV broke. My baby, she has been crying a lot.
Yeah, I really want to make my resume stand out from everybody else's.
I have this horrible rash.
I can't find my pants.
I broke my leg.
I'm single and I live in Scotland, and the only men who are attracted to me are American men.
Oh, yeah, that too. This time, we've been doing some, we call it occasionally the risky click of the day.
Yeah.
We have 10,000 audio files here.
You have quite a lot in there, yes.
And there's gold in them here, Heels. And here's one we haven't played. And I think it's like 10 or more years old. It's short.
Don't taser me, bro.
Don't taser me, bro.
Don't taser me, bro.
Don't taser me, bro.
It burns like fire from my head down to my toes. Oh, please don't, please don't, please don't taser me, bro.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Hey, here's an encouraging story from the Associated Press. According to Earl Ofari Hutchinson, author of the book Why Black Lives Do Matter, this whole thing with Omarosa is backfiring. Their loathing of Omarosa is virtually frozen in stone. She's still roundly lambasted as a two-bit opportunist, a racial sellout, ego-driven hustler.
Oh.
I don't see it. And you know what? It's going to be gone in a week. She's going to be, when she finds out that she's no longer of use to the left-wing narrative, she will be under the rock of obscurity, where she belongs.
I don't know. I'm just finding, because we really are on a mission to put the happy back in happy hour.
We are.
That most of the clickbait, and in that I also include like the crisis Fox News alert 24-hour news cycle.
All we see here in the morning is orange and yellow.
Yeah.
Fox News alert. Fox News alert. Okay, somebody died. What happened? Plane crashed.
Exactly.
It's just some...
I'm learning that, like, if you ignore a lot of that, folks, and then you curate your own news, if you want to stay informed, or maybe read a history book about, or listen to... If you don't like reading, listen to a podcast, say, on, like, the Japanese culture of militarism in the East Pacific and what led to World War II and Imperial Japan. Do something else. That I did that one weekend. Something. I've learned that life is much better, much happier, and that most of the crap that the clickbait crisis media throws out there to you is just that, crap. And it doesn't enrich your life, and it probably gets you all twisted.
Now, here's a story that...
And constipated.
That got my attention today.
Yes, okay.
This happened in Arizona. Dad there decided to take care of a situation his own way. Melvin Harris III faces second-degree murder charges. And here's what happened. This guy named Leon Levon Armstrong was going into a convenience store on his way, and he stopped and asked this guy for some change, which he got.
Yeah.
In the meantime, this man's daughter, Melvin Harris's daughter, came flying out of the store and told her father a man tried to enter her bathroom stall by violently shaking the door.
Ooh.
She said she told the employees who alerted the security guard. She then identified Armstrong, the guy that got money from her father, as the person who was trying to break into her bathroom stall. So the security guard said, "We're handling it,"
mm-hmm.
without being too specific. Harris, perhaps thinking not enough was being done, approached the security guard and told him to take care of it or I'll do it myself, which he did end up doing. Beat the ever-loving snot out of this guy. He died, and now he's charged with second-degree murder.
Oh, my. Yeah, that'll definitely go to a grand jury.
Yeah.
We'll see what the grand jury decides.
I don't know. How many dads out there who have daughters, how would you feel if your daughter came out of a store claiming that that guy there just tried to get into my bathroom stall? That's a...
Oh, right.
That's a quick ticket to rage. And I don't like to see anybody killed, but man, I can't fault this guy for... I mean, yeah... Beating somebody to death, that's serious stuff, but he didn't go to that store with the intent of killing anybody.
No, it's a crime of passion, and that'll be a key part. Grand juries have let people off for crimes of passion because it is a family member. It is a father protecting somebody.
Well, charging him with second-degree murder, to me, is total injustice. Total injustice.
Yeah.
And if they put together a GoFundMe for his legal team, I'd, I'd be inclined to contribute to something like that. I really would. We're at 3:55. We're going to head back to the Traffic Dungeon, Fox News, with all their alerts and everything else coming up in just a moment.
Traffic is brought to you by Oaks Exterminating. Call Ricky Norsworthy, the bug man at Oaks Exterminating, for prompt professional pest control. That's Oaks Exterminating, 265-6674.
Like he said, 265-6674, they are the best.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Careful. Over on Macklemore Drive in front of Garrett Elementary School, there's an accident there. There were some injuries involved. We'll get more information on that as we can. Also, another accident, 85 North at Taylor Road, not back in traffic. Everything looks really good around the interstate systems. No problem on the 31s. Looks like Taylor Road, Vaughn Road, and the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are all clear. Today's the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training. You have the desire, so make it happen. At Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Kenny G is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to Three Men and a Lady with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Kenny G at the MPAC on October 25th. Tickets to Kenny G at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, October 25th, from News Talk 93.1.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your time for a new zero-turn riding mower? If so, stop by CTE today and check out Hustler Mowers, who over 50 years ago introduced the very first zero-turn riding mower, and today is one of America's top brands for several reasons. First, best quality. From the ginormous 104-inch industrial model down to the smallest 36-inch homeowner model, Hustler builds commercial-grade heavy-duty construction into every unit. Secondly, best warranty. Hustler backs up their best quality boast with warranties up to 5 years. And finally, best value. CTE has Hustler ZTRs on sale starting at only $27.99 and offers 0% interest financing for 48 months. And if you're military, you can get up to a 10% discount. So, if it's your time for a new ZTR, come see us today. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared